along.
Yeah, Skip Bottom Scrapers about why did this table, and it had two handles on the back of it, and a hinge on it, so you could scoop down and scoop up with it, and then you get up, you lift up the handles and dump it, and the team would pull it out in front.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad dug the basement for the house with the Skip Bottom Scraper.
Oh, okay. With
the most part, he had started that. He had the horse out there, and that's not true. He used the tractor. I remember he used the tractor. I'd drive the tractor down. He'd do the scraper up. He'd scoop it up. And we were doing that, and a guy come driving down the highway, and on the road there, the dirt road there, and he stopped and saw him doing. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm digging my basement." And he says, "I have a job working up here in the canal tomorrow." He says, "When I come by, I'll come by early, and for some amount, this amount of money, I'll scoop that out with my bulldozer." Dad says, "You're on." So that afternoon or evening, sometime he'd come up and unload these bulldozers. It was a pretty good sized bulldozer, and he just scooped it out and piled up on one side and scooped out and piled on the other side. There was nothing fancy about it. There was no slope to the track to get in and out. It was a nice square thing like that. And we leveled it out a little bit with his scraper. But he had that dug in about, maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
And you'd been working with that scraper and the tractor for
a week or so. But it carried about a big wheelbarrow load. It was about what about
the scraper would do about a wheelbarrow.
The football scraper would hold. And the same thing happened in a sense. He leveled it out, and he went down to the gravel pit down here. He loaded up the gravel on a wagon. He'd taken the bed off, but he'd put boards across the bottom of the bed of the wagon, take it down there, and he'd shovel up the gravel onto it, bring it up here, and then he'd dump it, just tip the boards off and dump it around. And he had a hand mixer, and he'd mix the cement, and he'd haul it down, and he'd start on the footings. He got the footings all poured, and he started, and he had to go to the cinder blocks, and he started laying the brick. And he was laying the brick, squaring it up, one man doing it, it's pretty slow. And again, a couple guys come driving by, and someone said, "You need some help with that?" And I said, "I'm pretty slow by myself." And he says, "Well, we got a contract to build out the AEC." And he said, "We don't start for about a week. We're here to get ready, get prepared." He says, "If you mix the mud and deliver the sin box, we'll lay the block." And I says, "Okay." So they come down, and so we brought the block in. We built the scaffolding. We always kept the scaffolding up. He called the cinder box up and laid it on the scaffolding right where they were working. Irwin mixed the mud for the cement.
Your brother
mixer.
Irwin.
My brother Irwin. And we haul it up and dump it. And all they did was lay block. They picked the block up, put the cinder and lay the block. When you come for the joints, every 2.5, 3 feet, maybe 4 feet, I guess, they brought a seal block. It was this cinder block that had a half cut out of the center, lay steel in it, and then you'd pour that full of cement. And then every 4 feet they'd take and run rods down and where the holes went down through and fill that with cement and tap that in, so it's every 4 foot square you got a steel around to keep the walls solid.
And so you hauled mud?
And they bring the thing down, and I'd haul the mud up and put it on the their board. Got some blocks up there. It kept us busy. They had blocks pretty fast. They were good bricklayers.
And you wanted to be mixing mud. Irwin got the easy job, huh?
Mixing mud. No, it was easy.
No.
I had to shovel it in and mix it. And I'm sure he all books. Because I know at night, after they got left, we would haul block and stack it on the scaffolding. We'd stack it up because the truck would come down and just drop it off on the ground out there, and then you'd haul it up and stack it up. And so that's how the house is built.
Interesting. Interesting.
And then the brick was similar, wasn't
huh?
it? The
brick? Oh, similar. Well, that started the brick and Dwayne Pride. Him, Dwayne?
Sounds right.
I don't know.
He lived in the tall house over in
well,
the
I don't
field.
Know where he lived. He was in town as far as I knew. And
oh, it was Price. That's right. Price.
He came by and he offered to lay the brick. And so Dad agreed to lay the brick.
Did he start again and have somebody come along again on the brick?
He said, so he had the brick finished. And I think Dwayne Price, that doesn't sound right. Because Dwayne was my age in high school.
Oh, his dad
but his dad was a bricklayer. I don't know, maybe his name is Dwayne too. I don't know, that's the only name I can think of.
You're peeping.